We've had a lot of experience of working from home over the last 12 months, haven't we? I think it's been, we've got used to it. And the words "you're on mute" echoed around spare rooms, bedrooms and kitchens forevermore. But it's been a little bit more difficult, I suppose, for all our children learning to work from home, especially during the last lockdown. And obviously getting access to the information they need has been quite difficult, especially with a lot of schools moving across to systems such as Google Classroom, which I know my children are using at the moment. So in order to assist the scheme, obviously children need laptops, so I'm going to introduce on the line Steve Ward from the Raven Housing Trust. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, good to be with you, thank you.
No problem at all. Your scheme that you've been involved in is a project called Level Up, I understand.
We chose that particular title for it because it was a term that the government had used last year when they rolled out their laptop scheme. And also because a similar project was being run by a man called Martin Sanders down in Hawley. His scheme has now closed and it's joined up with ours. So we thought it was a great title to try and bring Level Up to those that have equipment and those that don't.
Yeah, I actually remember talking to Martin on one of my breakfast shows quite a while ago around the similar scheme that he was operating. To try and get the IT out there for those who do need it.
Yeah, ours is a joint project run by Raven Housing Trust and VARB, which is Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead. We've been working together since December. The scheme is going fantastically well.
Which is obviously, that's brilliant, because there is a lot of families who can't just throw away sort of £400 or £500 for a brand new laptop so that their children can connect into these school educational systems, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. We've, by Monday, we'll have put 400 laptops into schools. We're presently working with a group of 15 schools. Our priority initially was to support senior schools, in particular to help students that were in their GCSE A-level years. So we've been able to meet a large part of that, and we're now looking at providing equipment to primary schools as well. And yeah, that's where we are at the moment.
And it's definitely something that's needed for children of all ages. My children, 7 and 9, they're making use of laptops at home at the moment themselves, obviously based down in Crawley. But it stretches all the way across the country, doesn't it? It's an ongoing thing that until we get the children back in school, they need that extra support to help their education, because they're only young once at the end of the day.
Absolutely. What we're doing is we are gifting the equipment, so the schools that we donate to, the schools then give the equipment to students, so they will have them for as long as the equipment continues to work. We've had some great equipment donated from businesses, a number of small businesses around Redhill, going down to Hawley, have donated to us. We've also, the community has been incredible, because people have been contacting us through various ways, donating. Although the donations have slightly dropped in the last week or so, initially it's been absolutely incredible, the amount of equipment, and the schools have been so appreciative of what we've been able to give them, which we will continue to do. We're aiming for 600 by Easter into local schools, which is our next target, and then we have another target probably for the end of the year of 1,000 laptops to try and address the issue of digital poverty in Reigate and Banstead.
which is it's quite a target, but it's probably quite achievable, I suspect, because there's probably people listening at home or at work that are thinking, well, I've got a laptop at home that I don't use anymore. It's not the fastest, but it's going to work for accessing the online classroom work, especially as a lot of schools are using cloud-based technology. As I said, sort of, I know the school my children go to use Google Classroom. If there's people out there who are listening this morning who've got something they can do, what's the best way they can get in touch with your scheme?
Yes. How they can donate is we have two drop-in centres, Hawley Library. People can just turn up at the library and drop off a laptop, or they can go to Raven House, which is in Linkfield Lane in Redhill. People can also donate through the VARB website, so that's Voluntary Action Reigate and Banstead website. They can also donate by emailing levelup@ravenht.org.uk, or otherwise they can follow me, Steve Ward, through Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. And also what we do is we have some great IT people working on the project. We have volunteer drivers, volunteer admin people, and also we have 9 IT volunteers. And we will do home collection as well. Some people aren't wanting to go out too much in the present environment, so we will home collect if they email us or contact us through the VARB website.
Lots of opportunities for people to get involved with that if they've got the equipment to help, and obviously to help people who are less fortunate and less able to support each other.
Absolutely. We will take any laptops that have Windows 7 or newer. Some of the older versions run a little bit too slowly, but anything Windows 7 and newer, we will happily accept. Can I say just one big thank you?
Certainly.
Pardon? Can I say a big thank you to some of the people that have supported us this far?
Yes, of course.
Right. I'd just like to thank all the small businesses that have supported us by donating 20, 30 laptops, the individuals, my IT volunteers, and if I could mention Pfizer, who donated £10,000 to help us get the project up and running. So thank you very much to everybody who's contributed or working on the project.
Excellent stuff, and well done to the local businesses who've got involved and made sure this project's
been
brilliant
fantastic.
Success. Steve, thank you very much for getting in touch with us, and thank you for coming on the show this morning, and good luck with the rest of the project.
Thank you.